Hi, how are you? My name is Awiti and this is another episode of Unspoken. Welcome here, and this is episode 25. Where today if you get episode 100 quickly. So this is episode 25. Welcome to this new episode. My name is Awiti, and you can just tell from the title of this podcast. Today is 12th February. 2 days to that date, that special date. If you know what I'm talking about, Manze, this is a Valentine's special episode. And I am with someone, the one and the only. Leo Nikubaya. I am with someone, the one, the only. Mm. Ladies and gents, my people, the unspoken community.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Ukofiti? I see you all comfortable and everything. You have your baggy shirt, t-shirt
man,
on, sweat.
It's a Sunday. Yeah. It's a lazy Sunday, man. Yeah. It's a lazy Sunday.
Nisikuwa kufuwa, likuwa
kufuwa. Umbrellas. Niko tu hivyo.
Ah, c'est la vie. Anyways, how are you?
I'm fine.
What are your plans for this week that is coming up?
Nimeachia Mungu.
Nimeachia Mungu.
I shall not speak.
You shall not.
Unless miracles will happen before 14th. Mm. So how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Have you ever celebrated any Valentine's?
I have.
Oh, you have?
With my girls.
Nah, girl, you are lying. I've just seen you bite your tongue as right now.
Why? I've not bit my tongue. What is the meaning of biting your tongue? You're lying.
You spilled too much. Mm-hmm. Now you're trying.
Oh. to nisi ropa kwe.
It will pick a PR.
So
yes.
This is a Valentine's special.
It is a Valentine's special.
A special Valentine's edition.
Uh-huh.
And I called you up here.
Why?
To get your view.
Because I'm the one who has all the love in the world.
I guess. Or I guess not. Mm. So what are your plans for... let's just start from here. Are you the Valentine's person? Have you ever celebrated Valentine's?
Valentine's? No, I've never celebrated Valentine's.
Why am I? Are you the person?
Like, but I've never found a reason to. It doesn't have to be a celebration on that day.
Why?
Because we celebrate every single day. Why does that day have
don't
to be
give
different?
Me that line. At
no,
celebrate every at that line of at I love you. You
exactly.
Should love every day.
Every single day.
No.
So why does there have to be? Why does there have to be a specific day? Why have to buy you flowers and chocolates and teddy bears?
Because it's a special day. Like a
so if I buy all that shaita any other day, it doesn't matter.
It matters. It's just like a normal day. But Valentine's, you go extra. You know the things that you do on normal days, now you go extra with it on Valentine's Day.
Like cooking. What do you do on Valentine's, Basi? What do you do extra?
Maybe Valentine's? If you have someone, I would expect you maybe to take me somewhere special. Of course, not the everyday thing. Uh-huh. Like where it's a special day. It's a special occasion for love.
Okay,
it's extra special.
Sawa. Mimi, I am an amateur. Please tell me, like, your last Valentine's. How was it? So that I take notes next time I don't disappoint somebody's daughter.
My last Valentine's.
Yeah.
Hey, but last Valentine's.
Yeah.
I had someone, by the way.
You
I was in a very serious relationship.
Stable.
I was a very stable relationship. Like me at this time. So, with the
couple goals.
I was couple goals. I was in a very stable relationship. And I remember at the time, we were in Kampo.
We were in Kampo.
No.
The love was budding.
Yeah, the love was budding. And it was like goals. I remember the guy I was dating took me out.
Yeah.
Someone special took me out. And then
Okuboki.
To explore.
Did you explore each other too?
We explored each other. But it was like I just said, it was a special day,
yeah. But for me, you know, the thing is sawa basi. It's good to celebrate love on that Valentine's thing. But yeah, don't compare. Don't start saying like, oh yeah, these ones are doing this on Valentine's. What about us? What are we doing?
Kuna watoto acho Valentine's. Because there was a friend of mine. I'll ask if my partner doesn't give me a gift on Valentine's, hey, you need red flag.
Red flag.
Yeah, it's a red flag.
Because they did not
gift
you.
If your partner doesn't gift you
on Valentine's,
it's a red flag.
Am I entitled to do that? Are you entitled to me gifting you on Valentine's?
Yeah.
No. Why is Valentine's
a
thing? Why is Valentine's a thing in the first place? Is it because of love?
Because It's a day. Do you know even the Valentine's Day has a history?
Please, educate me on the history of Valentine's.
There's a whole other
maybe
history.
Maybe after I learn the history, maybe I'll start appreciating
it. But I'm sure most people don't know the history of Valentine's.
What's the history of Valentine?
It's a...
It just sounds like someone's name, like some king somewhere in French, Mr. Butfuck, with his French stash. Like, today will be Valentine, oui, oui. And it became a
actually,
day.
Actually, it's a... I think it's a nini.
It's a what?
It's a Catholic thingy.
It's Catholic.
From Catholic people stole it from the Catholic. It's called Saint Valentine's Day.
So what is it about?
The Saint Valentine, which is celebrated annually on February 14th. It's it's originated as a Christian.
So it's a feast. Tunafaa kukula na kukula, sindio?
Yeah, it's from a Catholic. It's from the Anglican community.
Anglican.
Yeah, it's mainly observed the Anglican, not even Catholic. The Anglican.
It's Anglican Church, yeah. Ona sasa. So we are taking. Sasa mwende kanisa basi.
But you know, I guess like Valentine's is so big uko on the.
Yeah.
The States, and it's commercialized.
It's commercialized heavily.
It's commercialized heavily.
That is why this chocolate bear and... Do you ever heard that triple threat? The hunger chocolates, flowers, and the stuffed animal.
And the teddy bear.
Yeah, stuffed animal.
That is the cliche.
And then maybe sometimes wine or something along those lines. So that these flower companies can sell flowers.
Yep.
So that these teddy bear companies...
Can sell.
Sell them. You're like, oh, here are kids who are buying these toys... But there's a whole market of adults who are not. So what do we do?
In case you don't know the meaning of Valentine's Day.
Please educate
Valentine's
us.
Day, also called Saint Valentine's Day or the Feast of Saint Valentine, is celebrated annually on February 14th. It originated as a Christian feast day honoring one or two early Christian martyrs named Saint Valentine and... Though later folk tradition has become a significant cultural, religious, and commercial celebration of romance and love. Exactly. Like, it's a commercial celebration.
Exactly, it's a commercial.
But me, I'm the Valentine's type. Me, I like Valentine's. Because I love love.
You love love.
I love love. I love showing love. I love giving love. I love being
so
loved.
So, do you bottle up all your love and then give it all at once during Valentine?
No, like, Valentine, you go the extra mile. Like, Valentine is extra special.
So if normally if I boil you one egg in the morning, I boil you two on that day.
And you add maybe bacon and sausages.
And sausages.
You unanleta kwa bed.
Yeah, breakfast in bed.
Yeah, you make it
na chai moto so that you stand up and out wash both of us in bed.
So do you think like if your partner doesn't gift you on Valentine, it's like a red flag?
No. For dudes, sawa, look, it is gifting. But we show love in different ways, right? We show love by doing things. The fact that I do the curbside rule, you know the curbside rule?
No, I don't.
The curbside rule, by the way, if you don't know what the curbside rule, let me tell you what it is. As a dude, this is an unspoken rule. If I'm walking with you, ko barabara, I have to stand your side pali gari ziko. That's what's called the curbside rule.
What?
Yeah. if we're walking on the road, yes? Barabara, yeah? Lami, cars na pitapa. I have to stand this side.
The side of the road. But I don't know it's called a
It's
rule.
Called a curbside rule. Yeah, it's one of the gentlemen agreements.
Oh, that I know.
Yeah. It's not a red flag. So, like, we do a lot of things every day. Are you going to not notice all these things he's been doing before just because he doesn't gift you on Valentine's? What if he's broke on Valentine's? What happens? Okay, what about you? What do you do in reciprocity
on Valentine's? Yeah. But why is he broke?
I knew it. I knew that was the question you were gonna
why
ask.
Why is he broke on Valentine's, bruh?
People get
girl, if
people...
he's broke on Valentine's, walk out. That is a red flag.
If you're a Chilean, do not listen to this woman right here. She will mislead you.
Leave. No. But
we show love in more than one ways. What if I don't buy something on the 14th and I buy on the 15th or 13th?
Maybe.
Or I've been doing all these things for you. I wake up, do breakfast for you, do something for you, right? Take you out. But on this one specific day, maybe I'm not feeling well. I'm not making excuses or anything, but that is not a red flag. That is nowhere near being a red flag. Maybe if the situation is this guy is able to do that, but he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to do it. I mean, he might have his own reason. I don't want to play the devil's advocate right now, but you never know what the reasons they have. But I don't think it's a red flag. A red flag is something completely different. I don't even think exploring your option is a red flag.
It is. It is not. It's a red flag.
The thing is, do you know what cheating is?
Yeah.
When it comes to men. Not for
men,
for
I don't know.
When we're dating, all I expect from you is not to shag other people.
That's just shrug.
Yeah,
but you can go out with other guys.
Yeah, don't shag. But how do you go out with other people and no shag? That is a lie. Hata wewe mwenyewe unajua.
You can.
No.
If you go out, you must shag.
Kwanza this nitongaje, this girls night out. Very dangerous.
Yeah, my girl dem.
Yeah, at a girls night out.
but you can go out and not shag. It's not a must shag.
So you go partying with some dudes who your man dem is not there. You go partying out with these dudes. And you want to tell me in your state of being intoxicated, the possibility of you shagging is not there.
There's a possibility, but it's not a must.
A huge possibility.
Not so huge.
Kwanza when chiles get drunk, let me tell you, when chiles get drunk, decision making, the horniness, they cloud your judgment. So I don't think that's a red flag for me. Do you know what cheating is? Do you know what I consider cheating? If I don't give you resources and I go give another chile sources, that for me is cheating. Because for me, it's to provide and protect you, Cindy, right? For you, it is to be to have me exclusivity. Yes, that's the word. So the dynamics are different. So not being given flowers on a February 14th, you want to leave someone because they did not give you flowers in one day of the whole 365 and a quarter days? That's a poor decision.
If they don't give to me flowers, they better have a good reason for it.
They better have a good... Okay, what about you?
Not
what
are
you
like not necessarily back? Flowers. Like, I think if my point is... Mm-hmm. Actions speak better than words.
Exactly. That's why it's going to go the extra mile in bed.
Ah, no.
Kama zinakuanga roundi tatu. Leo nakupea tano.
You consider sex as a gift for Valentine's?
No, explosive sex.
Ah, no.
Remember, remarkable sex.
No. That is not...
What about things that normally they will not do, but they sacrifice?
Like
what if your man that never goes down on you? But on the Valentine's, it says today is your special day.
If he never goes down on me, then why are you even dating?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's it.
Valentine's, me, I'll say the truth.
If
on normal days, he doesn't go down on me.
What if, you know, that's someone's preference?
I know. Me.
I didn't know. Tungoje basi flowers of Valentine's.
So you consider like sex is a gift for Valentine's?
I mean, yeah.
At explosive sex.
Explosive sex.
For the next day.
Experimental things.
No, like I mean, according to me, sex is not a gift.
It's not a gift. So maybe a gift has to be something physical.
Yeah.
So the affection, the love, everything else,
Is there. I appreciate the love. The love is there.
Yeah, but
the love is there. Everything is there. The affection. But hey, sex is not a gift on Valentine's. I need to see something. I remember. I received this on Valentine's.
Then let's make a video.
A thousand roses on. Imagine that stuff.
A thousand roses.
This is all the rage in relationships.
Oh.
Should I say social media pressure? Social media, which is so bad.
Oh, no.
Like, yeah, which is so bad. Not like.
Yeah, we should have your pressure.
Semi, according to me, like.
Yeah.
There's a squeeze the best gift, like ladies. I mean, I'm speaking from a girl
point of view. Okay, sawa.
Like this gifting of 1,000 roses, like 1,000 roses with 1,000 shillings. Each rose has 1,000 shillings.
Say nini? That's what is that? 1,000 times 1,000, yoni.
100 G's,
No, do your math again. 1,000 times 1,000. So you just take the 3 zeros out of the 3 zeros. You need meter.
Meter?
You need meter. Not happy meter. We are struggling. Asubuhi sijui tumetoka kukungangana tukule. Then you want a meter on roses. that does not work.
So basically the conversation was, do you consider like sex as a special gift for Valentine's?
Yes.
And if your partner doesn't give to you on Valentine's, is it a red flag?
It's not a red flag.
I think it's a red flag.
It's a red flag because you're in Chile. Would you gift your partner back?
I would.
What do you gift?
Mif.
Okay, what do you gift? Like you've had Valentine's before, Cindy, or what have you been gifting your dudes? Usiniambie G-socks na boxer. Tafadhali, please. It does not equate.
Now watch.
See what chimbo.
Origi.
Like a good watch.
Encanta. Origi.
A good watch.
Watch
a guongo. Stop lying.
Sneakers.
Okay. You bought Ngoja. Are you just sneakers. Pulling shit out of your ass? You're saying.
My last Valentine, I bought the dude sneakers. Just sneakers. Take it. I just bought sneakers. Why not? Me, if I'm down for you and you're down for me, why not?
God damn, look at you.
Why not?
Lucky your day.
So you've never gifted someone? There are some people Valentine's as jao pata nam see.
Okay, let me tell you some. I am not big on events. I've never celebrated my birthday.
Wow.
Never.
Why though?
Because growing up,
me, I'm the person like celebrate every milestone. Celebrate yourself, because
Growing up, like, we didn't used to celebrate birthdays or anything. Because why are you celebrating a birthday? What have you done of significance to celebrate?
You've surpassed another year.
Like, no.
The day you were born.
What? Is that a milestone?
It's a milestone. You turned a year old.
I remember we celebrated two birthdays and they were my brothers. So if I don't celebrate my birthday, like Valentine's. Plus, I haven't dated a lot. So maybe that's why.
Me, where I come from, like, birthdays are a big deal.
I know. You find a reason to drink.
No. Birthdays, like, kidding. Are a big deal from when we were growing up.
Like, yeah, I know. Birthdays are a thing. But bottom line is, I don't think that's a red flag if someone does not gift you on Valentine's. Me, I've never gifted anyone on Valentine's. I've never been gifted. I don't see an issue with it. Because is that one day going to ruin the whole of the year? Just because I did not chance upon flowers in the...
But then it goes back to just your actions.
Yeah, it is all about actions. So if I show you from day one to day 364 that I really do care for you, I come through for you, I take care of you and all that shit. Come on, that I
own a men's conference.
Men's conference. Speaking of which,
I've concluded. Have you seen the men's conference? Huh?
Yeah, I've never. I look like a men's conference kind of person.
A typical character. What were men's conference?
Lies.
I think men were what were support men's conference.
Niwa. It is people who are not pussy whipped.
Oh, that's a lie.
It's the truth. It's the truth. What were men's conference? We better ourselves. No.
Does men's conference ever happen? I mean,
I've never known, but I think so. Yeah, I've seen a couple of pictures the other year. I saw a couple
the
of pictures.
The legacy of Mzee Kibor.
Hey, Mzee Kibor, but I want to chafu about Mzee Kibor. They have spoiled it, man.
I'm thinking of Stephen Leto are trying to host the men's conference, but the location has not yet been revealed.
It is not yet. Unless there is, but tomorrow is a.
Tomorrow is Monday.
Away.
Tomorrow is Monday.
Then
Valentine's is on Tuesday. So, and yeah, the election is to be revealed. So, you tell us where is the men's conference?
Kuza ni kwambie kando. Yeah, I cannot tell everybody. It's exclusive. Kuza ni kupatie VIP.
I'll wait and see if even that men's conference really
it will happen.
I mean, it's always a reason for those two men who don't want to give their chiles.
So you think it's men who don't want to give their chiles? It's stingy men who go there.
Stingy men and broke niggas.
Why? Oh wow.
Broke niggas.
Have you seen the people who go there? Those are broke niggas to you.
I've not seen the people who go there.
Those are pussy whipped ninjas out there. Mm. I told you, absolutely. But tunafakuta hii location ya 14th to Germans conference itakoa. We tell the entire world. Tell them where we're going to be meeting. But it's good sometimes to be in camaraderie of other men. Mm. It is good. That is why there are sites. You see this ring I'm wearing? This is a
ring?
It's a mason ring.
Yeah, Illuminati.
That's how I know you. You know, we've got an story at this dinner. I'm a sacrifice. You see, this is a men's thing. Right now, they're like women. It is good. You see this compass and
what does it mean?
See, Masons. You know who Masons are?
Freemasons.
Do you know what Masons are? Do you know what Freemasons are? Masons are people who build houses using stone.
Mason.
So this is people who are. Who are very specialized in the masonry. That's why Ukiangalia, they used to make the arches. These are people who build those
architects. People who make these rings.
Zile churches, Akitambo, these cathedrals, these massive cathedrals. Those are the masons. Now they came together collectively. Let's just create a place, a space for men to just come share. And then it's like a secret society. Not everyone is invited. So it's a good space for you to have male energy around you. Sometimes when you have women all the time, they kind of drain your energy. So you need other men around you to recharge your man batteries. Right?
But why put it on Valentine's? Why are that?
Because there is an attack on the boy child. This is what's happening. There is an attack on the boy child.
Why specifically put
him in
conference?
There is no reason for Valentine's to be there, really. There is no reason. Is there a reason for Valentine's to be there?
There is a reason.
Why? What is the reason?
Celebrate love.
Exactly. We do that every single day. We do that every freaking single day.
By the way, Valentine's not always just for relationships. Let's get that straight.
What is it about?
It's for celebrating loved ones. Basically relationships.
Have you ever seen someone go with their dad, spending it with my dad, I'm gifting him flowers and chocolates? Have you ever seen that?
Me celebrate with
unajua kuna hypothetical and then is what is
but
really
me, it's
happening.
It's basically for loved ones, a day of love, and it the according to the definition here, it's not like specifically for showing affection for sexual relationships.
But what happens typically?
But typically, what happens? That is the analogy in your son and Angana that
because that's what happens. It's an analogy because
but
that's what
happens. It's a day for celebrating loved ones.
Sure, no
whether
problem.
It's your mom, it's your sister, your bro, your dad, your cousins, your girls.
A fork is made to bunga food and eat it, but you can still scoop food with it.
What are you trying to say?
You hear what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yes. Think about it. Yeah, but it's a day of celebrating love, but we celebrate love every day. Like it doesn't need to be there. Boxing Day does not need to be there. No day needs to be there.
Not holidays.
What holiday?
Like you're against all holidays.
I'm saying it is not necessary for it to be there. Otherwise, we would have holidays from 1st January to 31st December.
That's why they're specific holidays.
Well, it's impossible with you. How did your mandem deal with you at Kwa Nyumba? So, no, let me guess. This guy did not buy you anything on Valentine's. So come on, be a fuck you, nigga. Yeah. You didn't buy... Oh, wow. That was
fuck
it.
Fuck you, nigga.
But, yeah, it's a good celebratory month of love. But, you know, your weekends can also be used to celebrate love. Just basic weekends.
That's true. But me, I still insist, like, Valentine's is special.
Why? Why do you think? Because this is someone who told you Valentine's is a thing.
I think because we grew up, our ancestors.
No, we didn't have Valentine's.
Our parents. Valentine's was their thing.
Our ancestors.
We were born and we found Valentine's there.
Valentine's, our has ancestors. Been there did your grandma celebrate Valentine's?
Yes, I don't know.
Hell no. Isn't it because we were born?
But I know I was born when I found Valentine's.
Well, sure, you were born. Tuseme.
Where? Tushimiane. But me, I was born in Valentine's.
My grandma, who passed 3 years ago when she was 98, she did not celebrate Valentine's.
How do you know?
Because I know. These are white people.
But it's white people.
Because when my grandma was alive, when she was young, is when the white people were coming here. She could still remember life before them. So there was easy, it's Boxing Day, easy Christmas, easy whatever. These are just white people only. The celebrations we used to have is that to say, if there's a good harvest or if there is a child who's been born, those are the celebrations. If there's rainfall after a long while,
seasons.
Exactly. That is when we celebrate. May harvest kila kitu, may kuja build a huge bonfire, people dance around, and then maybe they fuck journey. Yeah.
Was it necessary?
Yeah.
By the way, as you are guided by the calendar, I think.
Yeah. It's, no, so by mistake, ungekuwa na calendar ya Uganda balapo, ungekuwa na celebrate on Valentine's Day. I'm kidding. I kid. Yeah, anyways, but nisawa, me, I'm not against people celebrating love, appreciating each other, but see a must. Usipewe pia pressure.
Girls, there's a lot of peer pressure out here until you find there's some girls who like buy themselves gifts and then fake that their boyfriend's
bottom.
What the heck? I saw that stuff and I was like, what the heck?
You've never known.
I never knew. Yeah, like, well, what the heck? You buy yourself gifts and
it's say,
it's your boyfriend.
Alafu they
and
take
even
pictures.
Write yourself a note.
Exactly.
What?
Alafu unajipea pressure na mse.
You don't usijipe pressure.
Don't pressure yourself. If you can't, mwambie take a baby niaje. Chill. Hey, this month has been tough. Ama imekuwa hivi na hivi. See, we can do this shit later.
Ama if you're gifting yourself, just gift yourself.
Gift yourself.
Na unyamaze.
Na wewe acha kuangalia social media. Social media is a lie.
It's a lie.
It is highly constructed.
It is constructed. Don't believe everything.
Even if when you see someone who is crying on social media, you mean, guys, how do you get there? How are you crying? You decided to compose yourself, shikilia simu, and then record yourself crying, edited the video, and then uploaded it.
It's called content creation.
Kilamseni content creator.
It's called content creator.
That's why they say don't tell everybody your problems. Kilamseni content creator.
Like, I saw that shit and I was like, what the heck?
What the actual hell? But yeah, so it's the peer pressure. Ulisema ulitwa nini kwa simu? Cha?
Nini?
Ulitwa nani?
Kuna nani?
Cha? Chalo.
Na nani? Oh, Charo.
Charo. No pressure yourself, Charo. Yeah. So are you celebrating Valentine's this Tuesday?
This time I think I'm part of the O community. You know what the
men's conference.
You know what the O community. What is the O community?
What is the O community? What is O?
Community. I think I'm part of the O community this time.
You hex them.
I think I'll go out with my girls. to get lit because
you and these girls of yours
to get lit to Tejua and get some vitamin to Tejua and get some vitamin.
Someone come help Charity. goddamn, get some vitamin. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still. I'll still be at home. I won't be doing much. Hopefully,
kutakuwa na normal work day.
Hopefully, kutakuwa na game ya Man U because tumepiga watu.
The great Manchester United. Leo tumepiga lakini
we played
team dogo.
You know they almost beat us midweek.
By the way, yeah. Leeds ni ka team kadogo.
Leeds. Hey. It's a battle of the roses.
That boy Garnacho. He has scored.
I told you about Garnacho.
Where is that kid?
Look out for that boy.
Hey, look out for Garnacho.
Look out for him. Kim and there's the other wing is Facundo Pellistri.
From which team? Oh,
Facundo Pellistri. Yeah, a youngster. He was bought from Peñarol.
Mm.
He's Uruguayan. Mm. Imagine he didn't have minutes at Man United, but Alicheza World Cup. Uruguay.
And he's how old is he?
He's like 18. Garnacho is 19.
Ona
sasa walami.
Akikai.
Kwa 18 ilikuwa nafanya.
Ulikuwa unalamba makama. Unakula mchanga.
Kunda mkorogo ilikuwa nini? The blue band thing. People were scoring goals.
What the heck are we doing at 18? Hey, Garnacho, me, I was watching that game today and I was like, this kid, we should watch out for that kid.
But you know the setup of sisi hapa in Africa and wasoko maji is so different. There's opportunities for him. 100%. Who is this footballer who had to be taken from West Africa to Saka, Bukayo Saka.
Saka, he's playing for Arsenal.
Yeah, he could be playing for Nigeria, right? But when his dad took him there, they wanted money.
He's from Africa.
Yeah, he's African, but which he's country? English.
Yo.
So Nigeria most, like the French, of course, but they have African roots. So if you come up, you're taking your son to go and get opportunities. Umsa na kutisha 100,000.
From the dad.
To hell with this. He went to Uko Majua Kameka Academy. He was talented. Now he's playing. Yeah. So you really can't compare the life
the
and
Western
setup your Western world and here. And speaking of which, that is why you cannot compare Valentine's. Kwanza, this is not our celebration. It is not our kind of it's not our day.
Culture.
It's not our culture. But this hour, it's here. It's nice.
It's nice.
Yeah. If we can't do it, kunywa kokombili baridi and I meet you
to orange baridi.
And we watch the suns. We watch the lake kwa breeze.
Yeah.
Why is that a problem? Why do I have to buy you shed? Why can't you just celebrate our love? Is our love defined by things? And okay. I'm not trying to defend people who don't buy gifts or anything. But without gifts, there is no love between us. Miss Charo,
you have to show.
But I show you every single day.
With what?
Every single
sex.
Day with my action. Wait a minute,
with sex.
You don't think about me waking up going to do shit because of you. You don't think
unless
about whatever I
on that.
Exactly. Kwani, all year round, I am crossing my legs doing nothing for you on the 14th is when. So would you prefer that? A guy who does nothing, but if you are 14, anaku love
going
bomb,
all out.
Anaku Russian, you know.
Of course not.
You don't want that. That is psychotic, India. Yeah, it's even with the them. Oh, by the way, if you want to know a fuck boy, here's one simple trick.
They will give me characteristics.
They do that.
What?
They give you a lot of love bombing and all that shit at once. I love what they just
they, pull back. Then they pull out.
Now you crave. You become addicted to them. It's like a drug. And that's how an hour funga.
Then you keep on going.
Keep going back. He will treat you like shit, but you'll go back.
Shit.
Because you normally don't experience that kind of love. All this shit. I love when I pull out.
Once.
So you start having withdrawal symptoms.
You have to keep going back.
Yeah,
hey, that
he's
shit
got
is
got you around his finger. So just accept Charo. Our little love. Nita make it one day.
Mintangojo make it really. Life is short.
Nita make it one day. Don't worry, love.
This analogy when where we grew up when you call nobody. I think we were talking about that the other day at work.
Yeah.
This the dude who We were talking about that the other day, I think, at work, where who is a real definition of a wife material? And then this fact conversation that a good definition of wife material is person the person who stays with you through thick and thin, for better, for worse. And then so, the girls were against it. The girl them were like, ah, no, bro, no way. For better and for worse, for who?
Sindio.
For who? For where?
You'll have to. Otherwise, you live a very miserable life.
But
so if you're with someone, you know, these are young people, right? Look at your parents. You think your parents have never gone through thick and thin?
That's what I was now talking about, like the generation, this generation.
You wanna be 3 or 4 into your 50s.
Imagine, like the generation.
You wanna belong to the streets.
The generation, like, but our generation, like, views that thing differently.
No, they'll get there. Say, you know, most Chilez that you're speaking with, that I'm interacting with, and there's a problem with most Chilez. They operate in echo chambers. Right now, they are young and they're listening to people. Kawewe, you're probably listening to a vlogger who's a Chile who's the same age as you. Roughly same age. Yeah. So you're operating in echo chambers because they repeat what you want to hear, and you're very, when it comes to agreeing, very agreeable kama chile. So look at my, he's doing this and that. You listen to her, you'll agree to her, because it's something that is not uncomfortable.
True.
Yeah. For you to listen, it's something that you meld with, you gel with, so you'd rather go with that. And then you don't even look forward to see that they're your aunties. Kuna aunties wako huko mbele, kuna elder sisters or cousins who might be 10, 12, 15 years older than you, who in your MPT life, they have passed through whatever you have gone through, and they have the experience to tell you, hey, you think this is how shit is? Nah, sit your ass down and learn. Most Chileans don't do that. Saizi nikifungwa nini yako ni kina sijui Sharon Mundi, sijui kina nani ndo amesho napo. Do you even listen to older mamas? Amepito na wakati. Do you sit down with your mom?
Yeah.
Like you really talk?
Yeah.
I can be the real fucking hard truth.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Like every single year, at least, every dude that I know, my friends, we have to go back home. If you have a dad, go sit down, assess how the year went, give an advice.
That's good.
Yeah. And we are not very agreeable. Dudes are not very agreeable to each other. That's why I'm saying akujapa dani aseme kitu mwambie, ah, kwenda huko, that is a lie. You might even tussle, but we'll get to a certain common point of view. Lakini sasa for Chilez, me, I won't do this. I'm independent. Time waits for no man. Time it as long ago. Utagonga 22. And even at juicy too, I was 18.
Now you're like
juicy. I'm 18. Now I'm almost clocking.
Time is
third floor.
Time flies.
Yeah, time does fly.
Time flies.
And right about now, Chilez, you have an advantage that comes on earlier, but it decreases very fast. And then for us, we have we take longer to have value, but our value stays with that for a while. For you right now, you're very beautiful, mama. This is what you have. This is one of the assets you have right now. Unless you're like super smart and you go in engineering, well, this is what you have. That's why most Chileans who are like your age can get wababas, can get people who are higher earners, and then you can even get OnlyFans, whatever that is, and make money.
From it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You make a lot of money when you're young. You can do that absolutely, because that's where your value is. That is when most of your value is, because that is when most people want to associate with you. They want to be around you because you're young.
It's because you're a young girl.
Yes.
But why?
That's how the world works. Let me tell you. And that is why most young mamas can be able to make money. I'm in the same class as you. We get the same, come on, help, the same fucking help. Where do you get money to get all this? Because you're young and you're attractive.
It's because you're currency.
That is the truth. You might say it's a bullshit way, but that's the truth. That is the truth. For me, I have no value. No one is fucking with me right now until I create my value. My value when I get established and I'm like 30, 40 is when I'm getting my money. I'm sorting myself out, right? Why do you think most mamas go for married men?
They're already established.
They're established. Yeah. They're stable. That's why they see that ish and they go
there.
That
is true. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So for me, when I'm 40, 45 is when I have established. I have my house, I have my cars and all that shit. Now, is when people want to associate with me. Is okay. when chiles will come, will throw their legs and their titties
until
at
you're
me.
40.
You see when you're 40. But sasa yangu, it will last long because 40 to 70 to 80, I'll still have that inherent value. For you, if you have not cashed in on whatever value you have when you're younger, it fizzles away real quick because looks fade. Look at Madonna right now. Looks fade.
True.
But the number one selling point, I do not want to lie to you, number one selling point for Chile, it is youth and beauty.
Yeah, beauty.
Izo. Youth and beauty. For me, is what I can provide to society. If I can't provide anything to the society doesn't give a shit about me. I'm a deadbeat person. No one cares.
That's true. Dudes have it harder. And then
so just listen to the mamas who are older than you. They will tell you, yeah, sure. Your hot ears are now. Use them well. Have fun. But make sure to secure that bag. Secure
when
that.
You're young.
Yeah, when you're young. Miss Yasemati, when you proceed, you get older, you can't get a job and get nini. But this is your point of most, of most value. Especially when it comes to the dating scene. Because nobody wants to date a 40-50-year-old Chile.
So,
I'm a girl boss. And I say, I'm a girl boss. Me, I'll get my own money. So, you'll get your own money. Fika 40-50, what happens? This mama alikuwa anafanya kiss. What's her name? Mutoko.
Mutoko
said she didn't want kids.
Until now.
She was very adamant. Taki watoto. I'm a strong, independent woman. She had to adopt kids afterwards because she can't get kids now. Way past the age. Ama, if you start getting a ball, it's the complications, yeah. All that. You have to.
That analogy by the strong, independent woman.
Mm. Nah. Na nilikwambia this feminism thing was I don't want to get into that because I'll go into a tangent.
I'm not a feminist.
It is capitalists who brought feminism.
Feminism.
Right?
I don't support that shit for feminism.
It was only men who were working.
Mm.
Right? Men were working. When they went to war, they were like, okay, these industries, because there were two world wars, yeah. These industries here, we have to put people here. Because the men are so the women came into the workforce, they started working. But when the main men came back, they were like, okay, women go back to the kitchen. But the capitalists saw that this is a chance for us to collect more tax dollars if both men and women are working. It's a chance for us to because come on, when you go to work peke and you pay tax to me, wouldn't it be better if you and this guy work and I get more tax dollars? So they sponsored this thing, and that is why there's all this shebang. Of course, it has its ups, but as always.
Down.
There it's downs. Yeah. But bottom line is usiache mseti jua kubaya flowers nini. And stick through. Mtalan patience. Charo, you'll have to
patience
learn patience.
Patience is about you.
You'll have to learn patience.
The microwave generation.
The microwave generation. But you think you're different? You think, we are more edgy, we're more educated. It's the same cycle, baby. The same cycle. Even the kids who are coming after y'all, after Sisi, they will have the same mentality. What are you telling me?
Yeah.
Ones
are worse. Theirs will be worse.
I think it's not worse.
Mm.
I think it's standard. It is just like you see how our peros, like we were worse. Wow, in their eyes, we're like, ah, vijana was squeezy.
Yeah.
Because my mama would tell me stories. My dad, my uncles, that you were not allowed to wear new trousers.
Hmm.
Your only people who are supposed to wear trousers are adults. You wengine mvae short. Ukikutana mwalimu wako, kama umevatoja, you jump into a siji kwa shamba. You have to greet everybody at the road. You have to help. I was like, okay, that was then. This is now. It doesn't work like that anymore. I'm not respect. No, it's the way the world changes. And yeah. So at a Valentine's, do it a proceeded. I don't know what the future of Valentine's is.
We don't know what the future.
But as long as there is capitalism involved, itakuwa.
Mm.
Itakuwa tu hapo. Because there's a chance for the industries to make money. But usiski useme ati, oh, Harry is a stingy guy.
He's a broke nigga.
He's a broke nigga.
Men's conference.
Yeah, I am just saying. You can either take it or leave it.
But if you look it from the other point of view, actually... Yeah. But me, I still support, like, Valentine's is a special day for celebrating loved ones. That's the whole point I'm going with. Valentine's is a day for celebrating your loved ones. Not basically a relationship.
But sasa, what do you mean to change this scenario, Kumusha?
A love for... See, I said that before, that it's
when
a...
When we started...
Like, it's a... Wait, let me finish. it's a day for celebrating your loved ones.
Uh-huh.
And even relationships, loved ones, basically. You with it, whether it's your partner, whether it's your sister, your bro, your shosh, your parents, basically loved ones. And if you're in a relationship, and if your relationship is a stable one, see this engine.
Just stable one.
See sneaky links.
I could have sneaky links.
Not sneaky links. Yeah. Like I'm talking about if it's a real like if it's a real relationship, like you know what I'm talking about. Mm. If you want to celebrate one, and if you want to make it special, me, I think you can make it special.
You can make it special.
Yeah, you can make it special. If you're in a relationship, you can make it special. Here, Valentine's is here. Valentine's is here.
Where is your boyfriend?
On 14th. Where is your boyfriend? Hi, Valentine's is here. Where is your girlfriend?
About a month ago.
Una to convince your boyfriend.
Yes, you relax. You'll see my mama very soon.
Oi, I pity. Anyway, guys, that was it. This is a Valentine's special.
Bana.
And go all out. From me to you, Manze, go and celebrate your loved ones. Me, I always say, like, life is short. Life is short. YOLO. If you have some, a date, celebrate. But they start celebrating a birthday, by the way. I'm going to kukato.
Nitole form, basi ya birthday.
But that one, when?
I have 2 birthdays, by the way.
When is your birthday? You don't even know. I'm that way.
I have 2 birthdays.
That is where the problem
is. No, I have
is.
2 birthdays. The first one in yako kwa nini kwa certificate is May. But my sisters, they refuse kabisa because they were there. They say it was.
And who nane like May kwa sat?
Please don't ask me. That's a long story. It's a story for another day. Kuja
kwa na kahawa. There's another story. That's why you don't celebrate it.
Choose
that day. Am I? We can't celebrate
it twice. No, it's May. Yeah.
Wait, which date? May is
May
8th.
Yeah,
May. We'll celebrate your birthday.
Shall celebrate, basi.
The first time. Yeah. Celebrate your birthday.
Ndakubaya choku, basi, this story.
Wendo menye basha. Wendo menye basha.
Sawa, basi, nibaya gift. Goddamn.
Ndakupeleka sherehe. So, I'll just say, celebrate your loved ones on Valentine's Day as it comes. Celebrate your loved ones while they're there. Mm. Celebrate. And if you're in a relationship and you want to do something, do it. Usiende na vitu za watu. What women's conference tupatane nyuma ya tent.
Nyuma ya tent.
So this was the special episode for Valentine's. At Aria Jani convinced me, I'll still say
convince
I love in. Love. I love Valentine's.
Ni sawa. I haven't said I don't love love. Me, I'm saying you can't bundle up all the love in one day and
yeah,
in one action.
Of course you can't. Of course not. But
celebrate love.
Celebrate love. If you are not the person for maybe Valentine's, people are different. Mm. If you are like Harry,
kuja tuchome tu kwa
nyumba. Suit yourself, manze. Yeah, if you're like Harry, but suit yourself. But the whole point is just celebrate your loved ones.
Yeah.
Show love, manze. Give love. Show love. Huh? Yeah. And take a love song. Gani leo hapa?
The love song.
In the spirit of Valentine's, which song do we play today in the spirit of love? What's your best love song?
It has to be a Bruno Mars or a Neo song.
Yep. Not missing. Which song?
One in a Million.
Yeah.
One in a Million is a beautiful song. A beautiful he did with song. What's his name? Juicy J.
I don't know who he sang it.
You're one in a million.
Yeah, nice. That is the song.
That's a beautiful song.
We are wishing guys a Valentine with it. So
happy Valentine.
Happy Valentine's. And remember to share this podcast with your loved one.
Bana, yo nyanye.
On Valentine's. Your show shapo. Mubabazuako.
Bana.
Your sneaky link. Yesterday, sneaky link to tongelea kwa podcast kingi.
Yo lazma.
So yeah, share this podcast with your loved ones, with your friends, with your family, and spread the love this Valentine's, yeah?
Spread the love.
See ya, and remember to interact with us on my socials at Unspoken Podcast KE on all social
all
media
fronts.
Platforms at Awino Awiti. Uh-huh. Remember to namuniache comment, by the way. You guys, stop being ghost listeners. Ukisikia hii conversation, we have sparked this conversation. Ama if you feel like this conversation has sparked something, feel free to leave a comment down here. Feel free to even DM me on my socials at Awino Awiti at Unspoken Podcast KE. I need to love getting a feedback. So I think we'll see you next time, right? Bye. Adios, muchacho.
Bye. Yeah. Call me Mr. Bennett, and that top model chick to your everyday hood rat. Less than all, but more than a few, but I never met one like you. Been all over the world, done a little bit of everything, little bit of everywhere, with a little bit of everyone. All the girls I've been with, much to impress, but showing up your glow, it makes your soul stand out from all the rest. Baby, I could be in love, but I just don't know. Maybe one thing is for certain, whatever you do is working. Other girls don't matter in your presence, can't do what you do. There's a million girls around, but I don't see no.
amount I can't do for you, but you can do for yourself. Even though that ain't so, baby, cause my don't know how to end. But that independent thing, I'm with it, all we do is win. Whatever you do, it's working. Other girls don't matter. In your presence, can't do what you do. There's a million girls around, but